We've got Brett McFall, who might be able to help us out here with the restaurant names or how to do it. Now, Brett's an entrepreneur. He's made a lot of money from selling things online. As a matter of fact, if you're thinking about selling things online or you want a side income while Brett's here, he's happy to take your calls, 13 13 32. You can ask him a question about how to start up the business, maintain the business, and how to choose a business, I believe. He believes that the internet offers unprecedented opportunity to make extra income. It's an untapped market, and especially in this economy. And Brett's on the line. G'day, Brett.
Hello, Claire. It's lovely to join you.
It's lovely to have you here because you believe that even if people don't know a lot about what they're doing, and even if they don't know a lot about the internet, it doesn't matter.
In fact, to actually know too much can be a disadvantage. I've been teaching people for 10 years, and the more people have known about what they want to do and how to do certain things like use their computer or maybe design their own website, the less success they've had. And it sounds like the opposite of what I should be saying, but it really is true that the less you actually know, the more you will make, right? And I can give you examples if you'd like me to. But really, I want people to know it's really not about them or their product idea. What I want them to know is it's all about finding the market first. I had the good fortune of meeting Sir Richard Branson at a seminar that we were speaking together at. I remember asking him, I said, Richard, you've created over 300 companies. Nearly every single one of them has been a success. And I asked, how did you do that? Because obviously he must have a system. And his answer was, it's not that we have the best product, it's not that we have the best service or the best value, Brett. He said, we only ever go into a market when we find a gap. When we find a gap. And so if you think about Virgin Blue came into Australia when there was no low-fare airfares or low-budget airfares. And his company changed that forever. He found a gap in the market. And when I heard that, I thought, you know, he's singing from the same song sheet, because when I teach people how easy it is to make money from the internet in terms of creating their own products, it is about finding that market first. For instance, it might be a market like gluten-free diet, or it might be about, you know, how to exercise to lose belly fat, or it might be, you know, how to learn Spanish.
Is there a system for finding the gap, Brett?
Yes, there is. And this is why it's so exciting, because there's some software out there called Webfire. And that software, it's only about like $29 a month. So in terms of a business, it's quite a soft, you know, quite a economical option to sort of invest in. But that software finds the niches for you. You simply type in, let's say gluten-free, and it will find all the things that people are searching for and tell you if there's any competition. So before you do a thing, you already know that there's a market there. So that's what we do, and it's very, very exciting.
And you've got lots of businesses. Some of your sites only earn about $100 a week, and some of them a lot more. I'm interested in you, Brett, because it seems like you're bringing people into your space, which is a little counterintuitive as well.
Well, what do you mean by that, Claire?
Well, there's a lot of money to be made here, but you're in it, and then you're bringing more competition in by teaching
people.
Yeah,
absolutely, and I do it unreservedly, because there are so many niches that I cannot tap into them. And by me teaching what I do, it doesn't take away from the pie. For me, it only grows the pie, because the more people can learn to trust to buy from the internet, the more it'll be better for everyone. And so, you know, I see people, I talk to the age groups of, say, between 35 and 65. They seem to be the age of people who come see me. And those people are either in jobs or they're wanting to retire and they don't have this option. You know, superannuation doesn't have as much appeal as it used to. And so I say, you know, what if you could create a business that just made $100 a week? That's a big thing if you're making that money without doing anything. So I show them, here's how to find a market. Here's how to create a product. Even if you don't know anything about the topic, you can have a product created for you. Let's say an ebook, is what we generally create. And if that was selling 3 or 4 copies a week, that can make a big difference to their lifestyle. And suddenly they're back in the game. And I learned a principle back in my early 20s, and it is the one that everybody knows, but very few live it, I find. You know, the more you give, the more you receive. And I learnt it, and I rebelled against it for a while. Then I started using it, and to this day, I absolutely give every single thing I can with no reservation, and I take any question, I give any answer, and I just don't hold back, and it's how I live my life. And you know, the internet's only got bigger and bigger since I started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think it's shrunk, if you know what I mean.
It was never going to hang around, was it?
No.
What are the easiest things to sell for someone to have a business? Is it intellectual property or is it flogging off bits and pieces?
Look, there is a market in the eBay world where you would, you know, sell things from your home, or maybe you might import things from China. I like it. I don't love it. I think it's too much work involved in
right.
that. The internet, what you've got to do is think about the internet is an information medium, as in people go online to search for information. So what I do, I say, well, if someone's searching for how to get rid of warts on their fingers, which is actually a niche, by the way, how to get rid of warts on your fingers. And so we create books, so just, you know, 60-page books that would show them all the techniques of how to do that. And people buy that book because it is specific. It is information specific to what they want to know. So we simply provide what they're searching for, and that is usually information. Best part about it from a business point of view is that it's all done online. So when someone comes to buy from your website, obviously they pay online, they get their product delivered online, and you do actually make money while you sleep. I have many students who are doing that. And honestly, the time you make your first sale on the internet from home, maybe while you're sleeping, you never forget it because it is just such an exciting concept. And I don't tell people, you know, go out and become a millionaire. I just say, look, create these little businesses that might make $50 to $100 a week, but create 5 or 10 of them. And suddenly you've got yourself a lovely little income there and an asset that you can sell. There are people who will happily buy that business from you. And that's what I want people to get the message for. There is an option out there that if jobs are thin on the ground, if you just haven't got enough money saved for your retirement, there is a way through this. And it isn't as hard or as scary as what people might think.
And, you know, if you're making $350 or $400 a week and that covers your rent or your groceries, that's a big deal.
I mean, give me a break. It is massive. It's absolutely massive. I guess the first question people do ask is, well, how do I do that? How can I create an ebook when I haven't written a book? I have no experience in it. And this is what I tell people how to get around it. And I got to make it quick here. I failed English at high school. I got 38% in my final exam. And I went on to have a 2-times Australian bestseller, and I'm proud of it because it can actually happen. You can do this if you just know the steps for it. So if you like, I'll tell you how you can do it. You simply don't want to have any knowledge at all. What you want to do is find a market, and then you go to a place called Elance.com. That is Elance.com, Elance.com, and you hire a writer. It might cost you about $300 to $400, and it's a ghostwriting relationship. Those people, you tell them the market, they go and do all the research, they hand the book over to you, you pay them, and it's you know, there are writers there who are really quality writers, but really for $300, $400, you have yourself a product and you're off. You know, you really are off to the races, and it's a fantastic start. I know it sounds simple, but once I show people live on stage, they seem to go, wow, I can't believe this opportunity even exists, but it does, and it's happening every day.
That's insane. For people that are listening right now saying, you know, I could do with that extra money a week, is there examples of niches that you can give us now? And is there examples of things that are saturated on the internet that you could give us now?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Look, there are niches that are saturated are those that are very obvious. So let's say, like, if I ask you, Claire, is there something you like? Is there a hobby you like? Are there interests you have that may be on top of your head? Off the top of your head, you could say to me, and I'll sort of help you out if that's an idea.
I like walking.
Great. So you like walking. Why do you like walking?
It gets me out of the house. It's fresh air. Stops me from getting too fat.
Yeah. So a lot of people would be typing walking into Google to search for it. They might be looking for answers about, does walking help me lose weight? And what Google does, Google records every single thing that people type into their search engine. And what we can do through this software, Webfire, we can look and find out what people are searching. So what we do is we would type in walking, let's say, to the software, and it would come back with suggestions like all the different terms based around walking that people are typing in. And if there is a minimum of 1,000 people per month looking for that term, typing it in and searching for it, we have the beginnings of a niche market. And you might be like, you might be amazed what people are typing in. They might like how many calories does walking burn? And all these different variations of using the word walking. And those to us just look like absolute niches that we can have a book created for and start selling.
Okay, well, we're nearly done, but we've got time for your five tips, the five steps to internet success, Brett.
Yes. So, all right, the five tips are this. First step is find a niche. Okay, so find that market first. Second step, create the product. I'm suggesting strongly an ebook. Third step is you need a sales message to sell that book, and it's a nice, simple little letter that makes it easy for people to understand what you have in your book. Fourth step, build a website, but don't build it. Don't you build it. Have somebody else do it. Again, you go to elance.com and they'll build it for you for around about $200. So don't get involved in the process. And the last step is to get traffic. And there are so many ways to get free traffic these days with Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter that the average person can do it. Perhaps what I'll leave you with in terms of summing that is there's one overriding principle. Be the general of the army, not the soldier in the trenches. That means don't do the work, but just organise the work, and you'll find the internet is much, much easier than you ever thought possible.
Good luck, everybody. It's been great fun. Brett McFall, online entrepreneur and author of How to Make Money While You Sleep. Congratulations.
Thank you, Claire.
It was a lot of fun. And if you want to try that, you just go to Webfire, and the other one is elance.com. Thank you so much, Brett.